Okay, this is Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says Megillah Nikreis Beit Aleph Beit Beis Beit Gimel Beit Dalet Beit Tesvav, that there are five different possible days for reading the Megillah, even though in the Megillah itself in Perek Tes we learn that the 2 days which are delineated are Alkena Yuzim Aparazim Hayoshim Bari Aparazos Osim Mesiom Arbaas Sar Lachodesh Adar. That's recorded in the Megillah itself, and then of course we have Shushan, where a request was made Lasos Kedas Hayom for an extra day reading on Tesvav. So Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel are going to have to be explained in the Mishnah. Second of all, in addition to these additional times that we're not sure where they came from, it's a little bit strange to have so many different dates for reading the Megillah. Usually we have issues of Losis Go to do. We don't like people, you know, to be doing things differently. We understand the genesis of why the Ayaros, the cities, and the Krachim, Ambukaf, and Choma are going to be different, but you know, to have so many different dates, you know, isn't that a little bit of a problem, especially moving beyond just the Din Klali, the general matter of not doing things separately. Certainly we're going to be concerned when it comes to Purim, because as we'll see, one of the major themes throughout the Masechta is the unity of the Jewish people, as the Pasuk says, Leich Kenosis Kol HaYehudim. So we'll see just in a few lines in the Gemara, how all of this is addressed. Lo pachos v'lo yoser, says the Mishnah. Krachan b'kaf v'nechom mimos Yoshua b'nun, karen b'tesvav. Again, why mimos Yoshua b'nun, and not from the days of Achashverosh, which we'll see is one opinion in the Gemara. And that has to do with the kavod of Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael was, of course, b'chorbana, was destroyed during the nace of Mordechai and Esther, the times of Haman. And we want to show some kavod for Eretz Yisrael, so we measure whether a city was walled in the days of Yoshua ben Nun, even if it no longer has a wall. We'll see Shushan is an exception to this rule, because the actual nace was in Shushan. When the Bartanur in the Mishnah quotes an additional reason, he says, because the truth of the matter is, just like we had in the parsha that we read this past Shabbos, Parshas Beshalach, Ksov Zos Yikaron V'Sefer V'Sim Bazne Yoshua, Vayomer Moshe Yoshua Becharlanu Anashim, that the battle against Amalek is really a continuation of the original battle that was fought by Yoshua ben Nun. So there's actually an internal logic when it comes to marking things from Mimos Yoshua ben Nun. Kvarim Vayeros Gedolos, the Mishnah says, Kvarim B'Yadalad, Elashe Kvarim Magdim L'Yom HaKnisa. L'Yom HaKnisa, that was Monday and Thursday, or they used to have Bate Din, and they used to come in for judgment, and Chazal, we'll see, were Makel on them that they didn't have to come back in again to hear the Megillah, because fundamentally, and this is quoted in the Hagos Ashri as well, based on the Yerushalmi, the Pasuk says, V'achodesh asher napach lahem yagon l'simcha me'evil yom tov, that you could really, b'di'eved, read the Megillah the entire month of Adar. It's a din in the Chodesh, and that has to do with the Megillah itself, that Haman cast a lot to determine the month. It happened to be that he did it on Yud Gimel Nisan, so that was then Memela automatically, it came out that Yud Gimel Adar, but if you read the Megillah very quickly, very carefully, you'll see that really the Chodesh was the essence. That's why we have some flexibility here. It's another part of the explanation as to how we could have so many viable dates. So the Kvar Magdim and the Yom HaKnisa, they read on Monday and Thursday. So Kate said, the Mishnah explains, Chalios Yudal B'Sheni, Kvar Vayeros Gedolos Karn B'Bayom, Mukavos Choma Alamachar, they would read on the 15th, of course, which would end up being on the Tuesday. Chalios B'Shlishi O'Birivi, again, if the 14th fell out on the Shlishi Revi, Kvar Magdim and the Yom HaKnisa, so they would read on the Monday, Vayeros Gedolos Karin Babayom, Mukafos Choma Lamachar, Chalios Bechamishi, Kvarim Vayeros Gedolos Karin Babayom, Mukafos Choma Lamachar, Chalios Erev Shabbos, it fell out on Erev Shabbos, Kvarim Magdim in Liyom HaKnisa, right, they would read on the Thursday, Vayeros Gedolos, according to the Mishnah, Mukafos Choma Korin Babayom on Erev Shabbos itself. Again, we're not going to have the Kriyas HaMegillah on Shabbos, in two different reasons, as we'll get to, Gzeira Deraba, first of all, we're scared about people carrying, and violating the Issa Daraisa of Hotzah, and there's another internal reason that's kind of a Din Klali that appears by Lulav, that appears by Shofar, and there's a Din Prati about the Megillah of Aniyam Nosim Besenayam Bekriyas HaMegillah Chalios Beshabbos Kvarim Vayores Gedolos Magdimim Vikarin Liyom HaKnisa Mukavos Choma LaMachar. So they would move up all the way to Thursday, according to the Din of the Mishnah, and Mukavos Choma, that would be the next day on Sunday. Chaliyo Zachar HaShabbos, if it followed on Sunday, here so you could have the reading of the Megillah on the 11th, Kvar Magdim Liyom HaKnisa, back to Thursday, which would be the 11th, Ayeres Gedolos Karin Baba Yom, on Sunday, Mukavos Choma LaMachar. So the Gemara says, Megillah Nikres Vid Alav Minala. Minalan, So up until now, we said it was really a kula for the kvarim themselves, that we didn't want to drag them back into the big city, either to hear Kriyas HaTorah or to come to Bezdin. But here we're seeing in the Gemara that it's actually a kiyum in achdos. It's a kiyum in leich kenosis kol ha-yehudim, because these people lived in the villages, they may not have had a minyan. These are individuals who were involved in providing food so that Purim can be Yemei Mishta V'Simcha for all of the Jews, L'Achayim Shebekrachim, and that was part of the calculus of Chazal, to allow them to read on a day that would not be a natural date. So Anan Hachi Kamrin Mechti Kulu Anshe Knesses HaGadolah Takninu Disak Deitech Anshe Knesses HaGadolah Yudal V'Tetzvav Tikun, right? Again, Mordechai was a member of the Anshe Knesses HaGadolah. So Asu Rabbanan V'Akri Takanasa D'Dakinu Anshe Knesses HaGadolah V'Atnani Bezin Yachal V'Atel Divrei Bezin Chaver Elim Ken Gadol Mimenu B'Chach V'Minin. It has to be that the Anshe Knesses HaGadolah themselves created the possibility for Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Ela Pshita Chulu Anshe Knesses HaGadolah Takinu. So there are two different opinions we're going to see in the Gemara where this might be alluded to in the Megillah itself. Amar Rav Shem Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kar L'Kayim B'Simei HaPurim Ha'ela Bizman Nehem. Zmanim Harbe Tikni Lehem. That there are really multiple different dates. Maybe that's needed for the din itself. So Imkem Lemakra Zman, my Zmanim. Zmanim Tuva. There are really multiple times. So Akasi Mibayle Zmano Shoze, Lo Kizmano Shoze. Like we explained, that the Ayeres Gedolos, the large cities where there are Sara Batlanim, they're going to read on the 14th, and then the Kracham Amuvkaf and Choma, they're going to read on the 15th. So Imkein Lemakraz Manam, my Zmanehem, Shasmina, Kulu, right? So that could have just been Zmanam, so Zmanehem would include Yid Aleph, Yid Beis, and Yid Gimel. So Ema Zmanim Tuva. Zmanehem medumya dismanam. It could have been even more than five, let's say. We already quoted Bidyeva the entire month. It'd theoretically be kasher for Kriyas HaMegillah. Mazmanam trei. So just like in the Megillah, you have two. Av zmanehem trei. So it included our only two additional days. Ve'ema trei sar utleisar. So maybe it's not the 11th. Maybe it's only the 12th and the 13th. Kedamber of Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Shlosha sar zman kihilo lakolhi velo tzarech liribuyi. Hachanami. So here you have a machlokes Rashi Tosos. What exactly does it mean that Yud Gimel is Zman Kihila Lakolhi? So according to Rashi, it's Zman Kihila Lakolhi because it was the day of the Milchama, right? It was the day that the most of the Jews, including the Jews in Shushan, fought a war. You know, Asher Sibroi Voye Edum Nishlobahem. So it's obvious they could read the Megillah on the 13th of Adar because that's the fundamental date. So Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. It's quoted all over the place. It's quoted in the Rash. And Rabbeinu Tam, the Shilto, says this idea as well. Says it doesn't say Zman Milchama Lakoli, it says Zman Kila Lakoli. The 13th is an obvious day for reading the Megillah because it's the day of Tainus Esther. So here we have a very important Machlokes Rishonim, because according to Rabbeinu Tam and those who follow that Shita, so already in the Gemara we have a reference to Tainus Esther, and there is no other mention of Tainus Esther. Of course, Esther herself fasted for 3 days and three nights, but that was in Nisan. So if you look in the Rambam doesn't understand this way. The Rambam says that Tainus Esther is begedder minag. It's not found in the Gemara itself. Okay, very good. So Yud Gimel Zman Kilo Lakoli V'Lo Tzarech Lerbuya Chanami Yud Gimel Zman Kilo Lakoli V'Lo Tzarech Lerbuya V'Eimer Shitzar V'Shivzar. Maybe the two extra dates are the 16th and the 17th. Right, v'lo ya'avor k'siv. So lo ya'avor means you can't do it past tesvav. Rabbi Shulman Achmani Amar, so he doesn't understand this manehem. Amar kara kayamim. So just like the days in the Megillah itself, asher nachu b'mayuhudim. Yamim kayamim. So the days in the Megillah are two, yadalad and tesvav. So it could only be the rabbos yadalad v'yidbeis. V'yimah treser v'tzleser. Maybe it should be the 12th and 13th. Amar b'shin bar Yitzchak yid gimel zman kilo lakol hi v'lo tzarech l'ribuye. There's no need for an extension, Vema Shitzar Vishiv Sar, maybe it should be the 16th and 17th, so he'll agree with Lo Yavruksiv. Shimon Bar Nachmani, my time Lo Amar Mi Bizmanihem, why doesn't he hold of Zmanihem? Why does he again hold of Yam Kayamim Zman, Zmanam Zmanihem Lo Mashmle? It's too fine a diak. Shimon Bar Abba, my time Lo Amar Mi Kayamim, Amlachal, the Darasudiksiv. Kayamim means that in every generation, the Kayamis Yemeha Purim Ha'ela Bizmanihem, that it shouldn't only be in that Torah of Mordechai and Esther. Amar Rabbi Baruchana, Rabbi Yochanan, Zodivei, Rabbi Akiva, Stimta. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. This Tam Mishnah, in this case, is like Rabbi Meir, it's like Rabbi Akiva. Rashi quotes a different view that doesn't accept as much, that all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were really the ones that we say Stam Mishnah looks like Rabbi Meir, and the Stam Tosefta is like Rabbi Nechamia, and Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, but he rejects that view in the end. The Darish Zman Zmanam is Zmanehem. Aval Chachamim Omrin Korinos Ala Bizmana, but the Chachamim disagree, and they say that it should only be read either Yedalin and Tezvav. Semesim Rehuda Yemasai Bizman Shashanim Kitik Navisal Shuna Eld Masan. Aval Bizman Hazeh, Howel Mistaklin Ba, since people use Purim to calculate out of Pesach, Choshim Yom Kodim Achag and Korinos Ala Bizmana. So we're not going to have Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. So Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman Aliba Ilem Aliba De Rabbi Akiva, who lived after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So that would mean Afilu Bizman Azay Yisalahai Takanasa, that you could still have the Kvar Magdim and Liyom Magdisa. So Elalav Aliba De Rabbanan must be Aliba De Rabbanan who say we don't have this anymore. Bizman Shashanim Kitiknan V'Yisal Shruni Alad Masam Mia Karinan Tiyuvta to Rabbi Yochanan Tiyuvta. This is a big question against Rabbi Yochanan, who said it was Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva lived after the Chorban, which would mean we would still have this Takana to this day of Kvar Magdim and Liyom HaKnisa, which would be a problem, again, because Hol Mistaklin, but people are trying to schedule Pesach. So Yikadami, Amr, Rabbi Barchanam, Rabbi Yochanan, Zodivei, Rabbi Akiva, Simta, Abal Chachamim, Amr, Bizman Azeh, Hol Mistaklin, Ba, in Korin Osela Bizmana. So we flip around the sheet. Estani Nami Hachem, Rabbi Yudei, Masai, Bizman Sheshanim Ketiknan, Vyisrael Shrunel, Ad Masan, Abal Bizman Azeh, Hol Mistaklin, Ba, in Korin Osela Bizmana, that yeah, you could have a Takana in the days when people looked at the Kiddush HaChodesh and people would follow the Shluchei Bezdin, so then people weren't as fixed to the idea that Purim is exactly 1 month before Pesach. But Bizman HaZeh, we're not going to have it. Rav Ashi Kashle, the Rabbi Yehuda, Humokim Ala Braisa, Ked Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So Miyama, Rabbi Yehuda, Bizman HaZeh, Ho, Mistaken, Ba, in Korin Osela Bizmana, or Minu. Nam Rabbi Yehuda, Masai Makom, Shenich Nasim, Bishini V'chamishi. He says it depends on something else. It depends on whether they actually go in on Monday and Thursday, either to hear Kriya Satora or for Bazdin of Amakam Sheni Nichnasin Visheni Vichamishi. In Korin Osala Bizmana, you can only read it on either Yedalad, if you live in one of the Ayaras Gedolos, or Tesvav for the Krachim Mukafin Chomi Mos Yeshua Benon. So Makam Sheni Nichnasin Visheni Vichamishi Mia Karina Viafilo Bizmana Zeh. Sounds like it depends simply on whether they go in for the best and they go in for Kriya Satora. It doesn't depend on anything else. It doesn't depend on Yisrael Shri and Alav Masan and Kiddush HaChodesh being functional. So, Mokim Adha Breisik, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So, the Gemara then asks, so Mishum Dekash, Rabbi Yehuda, Mokim Adha Breisik, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So, Rav Ashi, Shmielei, Deika, Detani, Laki, Rabbi Yehuda, Vika, Detani, Laki, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. He had two different traditions that were reported to him. The Kashle, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. So since he had a conflict, Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yehuda, whether Rabbi Yehuda felt that Takana continued to be Shayach in this generation or not, Amar, Man de Tani Laki Rabbi Yehuda lav Davka, Man de Tani Laki Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Davka. It must be that there was some confusion to say that there's no stira between Rabbi Yehuda's Shitos and just say rather one of them is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So Kracham, Kafin, Chom, Mos, Yeshua, Benun, Karn, Bechamisha. So I'm not even Amarava damarkal kena Yehudim haperazim ayoshim baria prazos osimes yom arba asar lechodesh adar mid the prazim but be arba asar mukafin bechamish asar. So the Gemara asks, interesting, ema prazim barba asar mukafin klal kalom. Maybe they're not going to read the Megillah at all. V'lav Yisrael ninu. The Gemara responds, but they're not members of the Jewish people. V'od mehodu v'ad kush ksiyav. It was the entire ancient world. Ve'ema prazim barba asar. Rather says the Gemara, maybe the open cities on the 14th mukafin barba asar uvechamisar. Maybe they should do both. Kedachsev the Yosim Yom Barbasa Bachodesh Adar Yom Khamisha Sarbo Bechol Shana Vashana. So Eva Bakasav Yom Arbasar Vichamisha Sar Kidakamar Hash Dhsiv Yom Arbasar, and then we have a split in the Pasak. Ves Yom Khamisha Asar Asa S Upasak Hani Barbasar, the open cities, the Eretz Gedolos on the 14th, Vahani Bechamisha Asar, the Krachim Kafin Choma on the 15th. Ve'emba prasim barbeiser mukafin ibay barbeiser ibay v'chameiser. Maybe they should have a choice. Amarka bismanehem zmanoshol zalok zmanoshol zat. Right, they cannot cross over. Ve'emba betleisar kishushan. So the krachim mukafin choma should be based on shushan. Eshkachin asiya. So we understand that that should be in terms of lios osim, as the pasuk says. That's in terms of the yemei mishta v'simcha and the mitzvos hayom. Zechira minalan. So the Gemara says that there's a hekesh. Amakrav yayim ma'ilan iskar minasim. Iskish zechira lasiya. So that we compare the reading of the Megillah, it's actually celebration of Purim. So we'll see that this is not an absolute Hekesh, and that it is possible to read the Megillah on the day that you're actually not going to be celebrating Purim, but we're going to get to the relationship between the different mitzvot Hayom and Mataros Avyonim, and Mishloach Manos as we go along, and what's really tied into the Zechira, and what's tied into the Yom itself. So Masnisin Loki Atani, the Tani Reb Shua ben Karcha Omer, Kirachanam Bekafin Chamimos HaChashveirosh, Nami Mos Yeshua ben Unkarn Bechamish Asar, my time with the Reb Shua ben Karcha, Ki Shushan, should be based on Shushan, Ma Shushan Bekafas Choma, Yimi Mos HaChashveirosh, Vekarn Bechamish Asar, Av Kolshan Bekafas Choma, Mimosa Chashaverosh Karin Bechamisha Sar. Batana Dinan Baitaima. So he has Xera Shava. He has a Masora from his Rebbeim. Yalef Prazi Prazi Xivachi. Alkena Yudim Aprazim Xivach Levan Mereha Prazi Harbei Ma'od. So that goes back, that Levan Mereha Prazi Harbei Ma'od. So that goes back all the way to the times of Yehoshua Benun. Malahala Mimos Yehoshua Benun Afkan. Mimos Yehoshua Benun, when the land of Israel was settled. That's a pasuk in early in Sefer Devarim. So Bishlam, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Lomer Katana Didan, Lilisle Prazi Prazi. Right? If you don't have Gzera Shabbat, you can't make it up. It has to be a Masorah from previous generations, Rashi explains. Elatana Didan, my time below Amr, can Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. But why doesn't our Tanel, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, my time, they slay Prazi Prazi? Because he does have Gzera Shabbat. Hachi Kamer Lashushan, the Avad Keman. All right, so Shushan, right, what's Shushan based on? Right, Shushan wasn't, if you hold that it's again Mimos HaChashverosh, I understand, but if you hold it has to be Mimos Yehoshua Benun, Shushan wasn't walled. Mimos Yehoshua Benun, lo keprazim ve lo kembukafim. So Amirav, Amri Lakiti, Shani Shushan, Hoel Venasa Benes. And the Shushan is different, the Rambam Baskins this way, because it's exactly where the miracle occurred, and you have to follow the actual pattern. Yeah, Esther asked for Machashverosh, that's one of the dramatic scenes in the Megillah, where Achashverosh got very angry, as we'll see, because so many people were killed in Shushan itself. And Esther asks for another day. Lasos kedas hayom ve'isaseras b'nei Haman yitlu ala eitz. So Bishlam etani dan haduchsev medina medina v'ir v'ir medina medina, that there are different krachim. L'chalik ben bukafin chomay mos Yehoshua benun v'mekefes chomay mos Achashverosh. One of them is going to read on the 15th. The other one is going to be treated basically as a regular city and read on the 14th. Y'ir v'ir nami lachlok ben Shushan l'shara yaros. So that you have to make a distinction between Shushan and other cities, because Shushan's where the miracle occurred. Al Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Bishlam Medina Medina Lachalik Bein Shushan Lashara Ayaros, because he holds that it's Mimos HaChashveros. You have to make a distinction between Shushan and other Ayaros. El Ir Ve'ir Lamaya. So Amr Lachar Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Lutana Didan Minicha, Kevan Disle, Prazi Prazi, Medina Medina Lamali. Once you have the Gzera Shava of Prazi, so why does he have to have that distinction between Medina Salakrala Drasha Hudas, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Hudasa, Dam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Krach, Vichol Hasamuchlo, Vichol Hanira Imo Nidan Tikrach, that it's not just the walled cities itself, and it's actually the suburbs, the satellites, places that are visible from the walled cities, and places that are, as we'll see, within a meal, Samuch, Ad Kama, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yisimir, Rabbi Chia Barabak, Kemei Chamas, and the Tiberia meal. So, Vilema meal, so let's just say 2,000 Amos a meal, Hakamash Malan, Dishiura, the meal, Kama Havo, Kemei Chamas, and the Tiberia. So, as a way of teaching us, it's like reminiscent of the Gemara Brachos, that Bezim and Aleph, just say Tzeza Kochavim. So that was meant to teach us Bishasha Kohanim Dechasim Lechol Betrimasan. So now we have a whole series of statements. Rabbi Yirmiya, Visem Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. So the next one is Mansapach Sofim Amarum. So Mansapach, the Osios, where you have again Osios Akfulos, Mem Sofid, Nun Sofid, etc. So that came from the Nevi'im. So Machlokas Rashi Tosos, what we're talking about. Rashi says it's the Sasam, and Tosos here points out that it could be the Psuchos as well, based on a Gemara and Shabbos, the open version of it. Tiz Bervaksiv, Eila Mitzos, in Navi Rashi L'Chadish Dover Mehata. How could a Nevi'im make up the fact that there should be two different ways of making these Osios, and it doesn't also match the historical record? Vodam Rav Chista, Mem V'Samach Shebeluchos B'neis Hayu Omdin, because it was Ksuvim Mishnei Avrahem, it went all the way through, so a Mem and a Samach, which are fundamentally circular, so B'neis Hayu Omdin, there was nothing to latch onto, it was carved all the way through, so why did the middle piece just fall out? So it sounds like you had, you know, the what we would call a Mem Sofit, or Nun Sofit, or Samach all the way, yet a Mem Sofit all the way back in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Said, "Mehava havu v'lo havu yada hay b'emtzah teva hay b'sof teva asu tzovim v'tiknu Psuchim b'amsa teva v'stumim b'sov teva. So the Gemara initially tries to respond and says, no, this is the idea. They had psuchos and they had stumos. The only question was which one went where, and the rabbis, the Nevi'im came along and said, we're going to put the stumos at the end, and we're going to put the psuchos in the middle of the teva. So if so, fe'la mitzvos. A Navi can't decide that. So Ela Shechachom v'chazer v'yastim, that really was established and it was forgotten. And all they did was remind people of the way that things already were. So that's going to be a theme that we're going to see. So I'll hold it up here on the top of Dav Gimel, Amid Aleph.